A grandfather brought his grandson into a very old traditional Catholic church, and the grandfather was explaining the stations of the cross, the stained glass windows, the tabernacle, the altar. And they went to the back of the church and they saw the old confessional booths. And the grandson said, "Grandpa, I know what those are for. Those are for time out." Well, there is some wisdom there that during Advent we each should take some time out to make a good confession. Advent is a time of preparation, a time to open our hearts to the grace of Christ, to become more like Christ, to make Christ the most important person in our life. And what gets in the way of that is sin. If we have sin, we cannot be one with Christ. So when we go to confession, we get rid of sin and we receive sanctifying grace. We receive the grace of God back in our soul. So it's one of the things we should do during Advent, is to make a good confession. We'll have extra confession times, extra priests available during Advent to help you do that. So today actually is New Year's Day in the Catholic Church. The first Sunday of Advent is New Year's Day. It's the beginning of a brand new liturgical year. We now begin this holy season of Advent, 4 weeks of prayer, of joyful expectation. These 4 weeks should be a time of peace, a time of love, a time of increasing our love of God and our love of neighbor. We have 4 weeks till Christmas, and we see the four candles of the Advent wreath that reminds us of this 4 weeks that we have left. It also reminds us of the 4,000 years that the Jewish people waited for the Messiah. 4,000 years of waiting and expectation. And we wait now 4 weeks until we celebrate again the birth of our Savior. Advent is a penitential season, not like Lent. Lent is a much more strict penitential season where we give up something. What I suggest during Advent, though, is that we do something extra. Do something extra during Advent to be brought closer to God, to try to be more empty of self, to get rid of our impatience and pride and selfishness, to be filled more with Jesus Christ. Well, what can we do extra during Advent that will be guaranteed to bring us closer to the Lord? Well, besides confession, I would also suggest that since this is our very first Advent in the new church, as you know, last year we were in the high school, we were in the monastery. This is our first Advent in the new church. Consider coming to daily Mass during Advent. We have a 9 o'clock Mass every morning, Monday through Saturday. Why not, if you can, come to daily Mass? You might be able to fit that into your schedule. And if you do that, you'll be hearing the readings from Isaiah, the readings from the Gospels about the birth of Christ, preparing us to celebrate His birth at Christmas. Also, if, of course, that Mass is too late for you, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, we have a 6:30 morning Mass, which has been very helpful to those that are on their way to work. They can come to Mass in the morning at 6:30, be on the road by 7. And what a great way, at least 3 days a week, to be able to start your day perfectly by coming to Mass, receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. We also have once a week a 7 o'clock evening Mass on Thursday nights. Maybe you could try to come to that, or the first Friday evening Mass is at 7:30. It's one of the greatest ways to grow in holiness is to receive the Lord more often in Holy Communion. I would also suggest, in addition to trying to get to Mass during the week, during Advent, would be at least once a week, make a holy hour of Eucharistic adoration. A lot of our parishioners don't even know that we have an adoration chapel in this parish. And it's over across from the office. It's a beautiful chapel. It seats about 30 or 40 people. It's open every day in the morning from about 6:30 when they unlock the church until 9:30 at night. It's very quiet, very peaceful during this hectic schedule that we have in the next 4 weeks. Try to come in and spend some quiet time with the Lord. When you drop your kids off for CCD, what do you do during that hour when they're in class? Maybe you could just come into the chapel, bring your Bible, and pray and read for that hour while the kids are in CCD. Now, every Friday morning, we have Eucharistic exposition. Friday morning for 24 hours throughout the night until Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. What a wonderful opportunity that is to spend that time with the Lord, to spend 1 hour a week with the Lord. And lastly, what I would suggest during Advent, and something that I've been doing for years and has been very helpful to me to keep that spirit of Advent alive, is every day I pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, every day during Advent. Because when we do that, every day we meditate upon the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of Christ, and that keeps the spirit of Advent alive every single day. So I would offer that and encourage you to do that every day, to pray especially for world peace and for respect for all human life. So during this next 4 weeks, it'll probably be a very busy, hectic time. I encourage you not to get caught up in all the secularism and the materialism of our society, but to make sure that Advent is really a holy season. We only have 4 weeks. Let's make the best of it by making a good confession, by coming for Eucharistic adoration, by saying that joyful mystery of the Rosary every day, and then if possible, even try to come to daily Mass. God bless you.